This is The View from Pluto and WKSU. I'm Andrew Meyer. Cleveland State University men's basketball coach Dennis Gates has a new contract. Just 2 years into his five-year deal, Gates has a new six-year deal that starts at $500,000 a year. And that's before all the incentives. Our commentator Terry Pluto has been keeping an eye on Gates' run at Cleveland State, as well as the new contract. Terry, Gates is 39. This is his first head coaching gig. Just 2 years into it, and he's already getting a new, much sweeter deal. What gives?
Well, part of it is when Dennis Gates spent the previous 6 years before coming to Cleveland State, this is going to surprise some people, even surprise me. He was making $300,000 as an assistant coach at Florida State. If you're not kind of locked into the upper college basketball world, you're going to be just, your mind will go numb from some of the numbers of what they pay these guys. So he was making $300,000 down there. When Cleveland State hired him, the contract was a base salary of $285,000. As he told me, he took a pay cut to come up here because he had interviewed three times for head coaching jobs before this and had been turned down. And his dream, going back to his early days at Cal Berkeley, played 4 years there, and he was already dreaming of being a head coach in college at that point. Basically, as he said, I gambled on that I could go there and win. And at this point, remember, Andrew, they had fired Coach Dennis Felton in middle of July of 2019. Dennis Gates got this job. It was sort of a desperation half-court shot by athletic director Scott Garrett to bring a guy in that late. And no one expected 2 years later this team would be in the NCAA tournament. In fact, expectations for Dennis Gates were so low that they put in his original contract, if the team won half its games, he got a $10,000 bonus.
So what stands out to you in this new contract?
In this contract and in the previous one, there were all kinds of bonuses for academic performance. Guys making the Dean's List, guys making the Horizon League Honor Roll, that thing called APR, Academic Progress Report, towards getting degrees. I think in this last contract, his first one, he probably got about $25,000 in bonuses there. And that happened again. The team GPA since he came in is 3.35. And this is a little bit why I've been interested in Gates. The academic approach, he's gotten in a lot of junior college players, but as he calls them, they're non-traditional junior college players, meaning they're not there because of failures in the classroom. They simply were missed, you know, the underdog type player.
Dennis Gates, he turns around a program. He gets the team to the tournament in his second year. His players are doing well academically. You didn't even mention the fact that he's not the only one getting a big bump in his pay, but he also got raises for his assistant coaches. He sounds too good to be true.
Keith Amprot, who coached at Akron for many years, he's known Dennis Gates for like 15 to 20 years, and he said that's kind of how he is. Now, look, anybody could blow up and have a problem at any time, but there have been no blemishes, you know, on his record, either as an assistant coach or at Cleveland State. An interesting thing, too, when you watch Dennis Gates, he's very cognizant of wanting to be a role model for his players. And last year during the pandemic, all the coaches were kind of wearing their sweatsuits or whatever to games, but he was out there in his best back game suit, and all his assistants did. And it took me about half a year to realize he was about the only one doing that. So I asked him, what is that about? And he said, well, when I was back at Cal Berkeley and I picture myself as a college coach, you know, I was going to dress well for the games in a suit. And he said, when I got my job, I vowed that I would. And, you know, he wants his kids to dress well when they travel, the coaches dress well. And he said, you have to make a good impression when you walk in, like for a job or anywhere else. So there are a lot of little things like that that he puts into play.
Cleveland State obviously wants him for the long haul. There are a lot of really nice incentives in his contract, as you've written about. But you also found out if he leaves partway through the contract, he or somebody is going to have to buy out that contract. Is that standard for head coaches?
That's what you try to do when you're at a mid-major school, like Cleveland State or Kent State or Akron, is if your guy leaves, we want some of the money back if he leaves before the contract's over. Because you don't want to make it that the guy signs a 6-year contract and he can never leave until that's over without, you know, massive lawsuits and that, because a lot of these guys, like Dennis Gates, is not going to spend his entire career at Cleveland State. You know, he's going to get it up. He interviewed for DePaul and a couple other jobs already, and his time is coming. But if he leaves within the first year of the contract, while his salary this year will be $550,000, Cleveland State gets $600,000 back. If he leaves in the second year, it's like $400,000, and he leaves in the third year, it's $200,000. An interesting clause in there is that those buyout things go away if either President Harlan Sands or Athletic Director Scott Garrett are gone. So in other words, he kind of hooked his star up to them. I found that to be intriguing.
In the meantime, Dennis Gates has a new contract here. You think he's worth the investment?
Cleveland State, you know, got Dennis Gates. They went to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2009. And they had 9 guys on the All-Horizon Academic League, 8 on the Dean's List. 7 of his players the last 2 years have graduated. So that is the full package of what you would want from a Division I mid-major basketball coach.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
Terry Pluto joins us every Wednesday on WKSU to talk sports. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.